לכבוד. You running, Howard?
Chassid Shalom of Mashiach will not come. So next Tuesday is Ta'anit Tisha B'Av. Gemara comes with a statement, frightening. The Gemara says, Kol ha'ochel b'tisha b'av, kilu ochel b'yom kippur. People take it for granted. And says, Tisha B'av is coming. Okay, so I don't feel so well. Okay, so I'm going to eat. Okay. And my wife doesn't feel so well. Okay. Would you dare eat on Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur? Gemara. No Zohar, no Ari, no Chassidut. Kol ha'ochel b'tisha b'av, kilu ochel b'yom kippur. So to me, you eat on Tisha B'av is exactly like you eat on Yom Kippur. Who would dare to eat on Yom Kippur? Yom Adin. With all the respect to Chachamim. But what do Chachamim mean with this? What do you mean? Understand? I have to mourn on Tisha B'av. I understand. I mourn Bet HaMikdash. You say, you know, the Gemara says, somebody doesn't mourn Bet HaMikdash, he will not have the privilege to be with Mashiach will come.
Okay?
That means you don't care about Hashem. You can't tell me I ate on Yom Kippur. Because I ate on the Shabbat on Yom Kippur. My wife doesn't feel well, she won't do the Ta'anit. He said, listen, Yom Kippur also should. No, but no. Gemara says the same thing. Actually, the same restriction we have for the Shabbat, we have for Yom Kippur. From the Gemara, it says five restrictions. Five restrictions. Don't eat, don't drink. You can't take a shower. You can't have shoes. And you have to stay pure. You can't be with your spouse. Okay? The same halachot.
Okay.
Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch, just five, not six, not four. You can have more restrictions. Gemara says five. So Gemara says like this. On Yom Kippur is from Hashem two only. Hashem, the Torah says, don't eat, don't drink. Kim Chachamim applied more things to Yom Kippur. He said, listen, you can't take a shower on Yom Kippur, you can't go to meet with Yom Kippur. He says, excuse me. He says the Gemara, listen, Yom Kippur is a holiday. He said, Yalev Yavo. Says the Gemara, you have to wear nice clothing. Rechi Badeto. Says the Gemara, you have to respect Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, I can't eat. Gemara says, right, but this is not a mourning day. What a mourning day. Yom Slicha Mechela Kapara? Yes. Says Shulchan Aruch, you have to take a haircut before Yom Kippur. You have to wear nice clothing, almost like Shabbat clothing. I said, okay, fine. So why can't I take a shower? What's the problem now? Why can't I take a shower? What's the answer for this? You told me it's a holiday, right? You told me I have to wear nice clothing. You told me I should take a haircut before. How come? Okay, nice clothing, perfect. So how about my Bali shoes? No. So they come really not even shoes, just socks. You go to Yerushalayim, you go to the old city, you see Rav Zilberman, you see all the people, the Davna over there in the Churvat Rabbi Hasid, all with socks. So what happened? One maybe not said, no shoes at all. Excuse me. What do I wear? Says a Gucci suit, Gucci tie, Gucci shirt, everything. Perfect. I said, wear your shoes. No shoes on Yom Kippur. So what happened? What happened? No shoes on Yom Kippur. What's the problem exactly? Well, I understand. I do understand a little bit about Tisha B'Av. So, like somebody has shalom, mourns one of his beloved, so no shoes. Okay, Yom Kippur is not like this. Didn't you tell me that Yom Kippur have to dress nice clothing? Didn't you tell me I have to take a haircut? Now you tell me I can't have shoes? Why can't I have shoes? What's the problem with the shoes? Tisha B'Av, almost a similar questions, not exactly, but similar. I said we have restrictions. No meat, no wine. No meat, no wine. 9 days, Tisha B'Av. I said, what's the problem exactly? Well, Gemara says, well, it's like you mourning on somebody. I said, listen, I'm going to tell you something that halacha is. Gemara says somebody mourns one of his beloved. He sits shiva. He's allowed to have wine and meat. Allowed to have wine and wine. Excuse me. Why can't you have meat and wine now? I said, well, it makes me happy. It makes you happy? How come somebody that mourns on his beloved father or mother or chas shalom, some another relative, he can have wine just the day of the death. It's called onen, you cannot have it. The first day. Okay? But the whole shiva, you allow. So, I mourn on Bet HaMikdash. I'm not onen. I'm not. Maybe you can say I sit shiva. I sit on the floor. Okay. So I cannot can have it. What is this? What is this restriction? And why Shabbat is like, it's like, it's the same restriction, just five, exactly number five. Where do you get this number? What is this all about? So, the information that we have from the Gemara is like this. On Shiva Asa Batamuz, Am Yisrael, we did the golden calf. We did the golden calf. So the way the Gemara says, five bad entities appeared to destroy Am Yisrael. Five. It's called really Mansapach. In the Hebrew language, there are five letters because at the end of the world, you write them different. This is Mem Sofit, Nun Sofit, Pei Sofit, Tzadi Sofit, Chav Sofit. Just five. Five, number five. What is it all about? Well, the Gemara says, well, what is it? So he says, those are the five forces that convinced Chava to eat from the tree. They came from the world before. This is something like punishment for something that was done in the world before this world. And that's called Mansapach. The Gemara, Megillah, page 3, you can find it. And the Gemara said, Rabbi Eliezer, a few times, the Gemara, Medrash, to say, listen, careful, careful, those are the five. Actually, says the Gemara, that if you did the golden calf, those five appeared. The Gemara. And Moshe saw it. Vayichal Moshe, that's what we read on the Ta'anit, Moshe prayed to Hashem. Moshe said, Zechor, Hashem, please, Le'Avraham, Le'Yitzchak, Le'Yisrael, Le'Avadecha, he mentioned Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. By mentioning those three, three of the forces went back. Two were left. And Moshe said, what's going to be with those two? Please. So Hashem told Moshe, you take one, I take one. And that's actually what Moshe is going to say now, next week's parasha. Next week, I think. Or maybe Parashat Ekev, I don't remember. Ki yagorti mipnei av v'chema. Those five have names. One is called Af, one is called Chema, one is called Charon, one is called Mashrit. And it says, Moshe said, when he repeats the episode of the golden calf, he said in the Torah, I was afraid of two of them, Af and Chema. And by the way, this is called Ruach, Achim, Chaper, Avon, Bele, Yashrit, Yekol, Chamator. It says, there's four of them out there. So, five so-called were put away. So the information. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, with all the respect, I just put everybody on probation right now. The text in the Torah says, Yom Pogdiu Pakadeti. Hashem said, Yom probation. Let's see. So Moshe went upstairs, back to Kadosh Baruch Hu, was there for 40 days, then he came back again. Hashem told him, you know what, get me tablets, I'm going to rewrite whatever was written on the first tablets. Moshe on Yom Kippur came down, brought the second tablets. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, come down, if we may say in nice words. We are on probation, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is not furious. He said, do a mishkan for me. The following year, we send the spies. The spies came back on Tisha B'Av. And they cried. Everybody cried. Am Yisrael cried. They don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Not only that, they said, let's go back to Egypt. Let's do Avodah Zarah. They threw stones on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They tried to kill Moshe and Aaron. Hashem said to Moshe, I'm done. Moshe said, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, it's not good, public relations, public opinion about you, don't do this. Leave it alone. Moshe said, Salachti kidvarecha. Hashem said, Hashem told Moshe, listen. Salachti kidvarecha means go to the golden calf. Remember the golden calf? He asked me, please. And I restrained those five forces. I restrained them again. But I slowly I will punish those people. So it means like this. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us that He is willing to give us another chance. And He gave us the second tablets. Tisha B'Av, the following year, was the same episode, so-called, that we destroyed so-called deprivation. And actually, the Gemara says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Salachti kidvarecha," we applied on the Tefillah to Yom Kippur, because Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur are the same concept. So what's the concept? The concept is the golden calf. That's the concept. We need the golden calf, so we need the forgiveness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, Moshe, come, let's have the second tablet. And we're on probation. I says, what did you do? I said, you didn't do nothing. What did you do? Spies. Not spies. The spy only triggers the golden capital. So right in the text said, Hashem said to Moshe, I said, you're on probation. Next thing you do, doesn't matter, it's not so bad. He said, I'm going back to Egypt, it's not so bad. I'm going to go to Israel, it's not so bad. But that already cancels the probation. If somebody is on probation, he doesn't have to commit the same sin that he committed before that he was brought in front of the judge. You're on probation. So you have to be very careful. Every small thing, they catch you speeding on the highway, jail. So what did you do? He said, you're on probation. I said, probation because I did this. It's not to do this. I have to be extra good. That's what Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu after Golden Calf. Golden Calf is a major thing. But I wait. Your probation. So the probation, so-called, was first. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was 80 days in Shamayim, prayed to Hashem. So-called, we should have the probation valid. Yom Kippur, Moshe came back. Hashem said, probation. Then a year later, the Magdim came back on Tisha B'Av. I said, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur is very the same. Come Chachamim and say like this, look. Actually, what happened really? With the golden calf, the five appeared. Must have done something, has to be number five. But the five forces, where do you get the number? Hamza. Very, very dangerous thing, the number five, you should know. So Torah says, you read the text, Torah says, we did the golden calf. So the Torah says, Vayuchlu. First, they made a party. The golden calf was there, they made a party. They ate. Then Torah says, Vayishtu. They drank. Then the Torah says, Vayikumu letzachek. They want to do sins, Gilui Ariot. Then, of course, they pointed with the finger and they said, this is the God that took us out of Egypt. This is the God. Ele Elohecha Israel. And Navi Nehemiah said, they said, Ze Elohecha. They said, Ze. This is the one. Sin number four. Number five, maybe the worst. Says the Torah. Says the Gemara, when Moshe was up in Shamayim, after 40 days he was ready to come down. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Red, go down. It says, the nation that you took out of Egypt made the golden calf. Azulei Megel Masecha. Says the Gemara, Hashem held in his hand, if you may say, the tablets. And Moshe was there to go down. While Hashem is telling him, he did the golden calf. Hashem told Moshe, leave the tablets here. Leave it. Don't take it. They did the golden calf. Says the Gemara, Moshe, if you may say, grab the tablets from Hashem's hands. He's going down. Hashem only told him, if we did the golden calf. So the Torah describes the scenery. Moshe comes down and he hears some noise. So he meets Yoshua. He asks Yoshua, what is over there? And the Torah tells us that Yeshua was not in the camp. Yeshua waited over there on top of the mountain for 40 days for Moshe to come back. So Moshe, information in the Torah. Moshe asked Yeshua, what is this noise that I hear? Yeshua said, sounds like a war zone. So Moshe said, no, it's not a war zone, it's something else. So they come down, the Torah tells us that Moshe saw the golden calf. The Torah says, Vayare tegel v'tamcholot. Moshe saw the dancing around the golden calf, then he took the tablets and broke it. So the fifth sin, Chachamim say, is first we ate and we drank and we started the Gilui Arayot, and then we point with the finger on the golden calf, this is our God. But all this is nothing. When Moshe came down and saw the dancing around it in a circle, Moshe broke sin number five. It's a dancing. Chachamim say, look, came HaKadosh Baruch Hu and told us, listen, Yom Kippur, don't eat, don't drink. He says, why? You know why? Because Yom Kippur was the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs valid probation on the golden calf. What do you do to the golden calf? You ate and you drank, the first two things. Hashem said, this is why you have to do Yom Kippur. Came Chachamim and added three more things. He says, first of all, Chachamim said, you have to be pure. He says, since you start to do Gilui Arayot, the golden calf, he says, restrain yourself on Yom Kippur. Stay away. And Chachamim said, don't take a shower on Yom Kippur. He said, what's the problem? I wear my next clothing. What's the problem with the shower now? I want to go to Mikveh Yom Kippur. I can't go. So why I can't go to Mikveh? It's a holiday. Say Chachamim, David HaMelech says the Gemara, and we say, Dikun Chatzot Chatati, and Negdi Tamid, my sin in front of me. Say Ramak, Moshe Kodavero, in his book, Tomei Dvorah, he says, I want to explain to you what it means. When a person commits a sin, it's not just a sin. The sin produces dirt. Sewer. And says Moshe Kodavero, you know Hashem, Mikael Kamocha, Nosea Avon, Hashem has to wash the sin. The person's neshama, the person's body, gets dirt on it, on him, when he commits a sin. And the person comes and wants to do the teshuva, so Hashem, in order to forgive him, has to wash him. Ki rachatz Hashem tzuat batzion. It's a sentence. Hashem washes the dirt. So the sin is not just a sin that I did this to Hashem, I did something wrong. I said, I dirty myself. Said Chachamim, David HaMelech said to Hashem, listen, v'chatati negdi tamid, my sin in front of me. Comes Yom Kippur, says the Gemara, you have to confess. You have to say, I'm sorry. Says the Gemara, you have to imagine the sin in front of you. It says, how do you imagine the sin in front of you? It says, the sin creates dirt on your body, on your neshama. And Chachamim said, listen, don't go to mikveh on Yom Kippur. Don't take a shower. Why? I feel icky. I feel dirty. Good. You have to feel it. Why? Because the sin makes you dirty. On Yom Kippur, you have to imagine the sin in front of you. So the whole confession, says the Gemara, on Yom Kippur is for you to have a kapara. And so how you have a kapara? David HaMelech tells us, Chatati negdi tamid, you have to feel the sin in front of you. What do you mean I feel the sin of you? Just to imagine I did this, I did this. Spoke Lashon Hara? No. When I spoke Lashon Hara, it means my body is dirty. My neshama is dirty. Kim Chachamim said, listen, Yom Kippur, don't take a shower. I said, why buy my shoes? What's wrong with my shoes? I have my nice suit. I said, listen, the fifth sin was Mecholot. You were dancing. Hashem made us shoes in the desert. And Al-Khatahash, Navi Chazkel, said Hashem made us shoes in the desert. A very special deer, we call Tachash. You were dancing. I said, listen, sin number five, dancing. Dancing around the golden calf. And then the golden calf said, no shoes. That's the secret of Yom Kippur. This is Yom Kippur, no shoes, and no shower, and all the other three restrictions, because exactly those five things were in the golden calf. Therefore, five entities, which called Mansapach, came against us. Five. Says, why five came? Because you committed five sins. Chachamim said, here comes Tisha B'Av. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, if you eat on Tisha B'Av, you can eat on Yom Kippur. So what do you mean, eat on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur? No, you don't understand. Why don't you eat on Yom Kippur? You know why don't you eat on Yom Kippur? Because the golden calf. It says, golden calf. The golden calf had impact on Tisha B'Av. So the whole thing happened to Tisha B'Av. The Mishnah said, you know what happened to Tisha B'Av? That generation died in the desert. I says, you know why? Because golden calf. First Bet HaMikdash was destroyed. Golden calf. Second Bet HaMikdash, golden calf. Better with Bar Kokhba Mashiach, golden calf. Splat Yerushalayim, golden calf. Everything is golden. Comes the Gemara and says, every sin that a person commits and every punishment that a person has in his life, to some degree, percentage is golden calf. The guy got sick. Go to the doctor. What did the guy do? Listen. Part of this is golden calf. Everything golden calf. Gemara says it. Also, temptation. I did this. I spoke Lashon Hara. I didn't want to do it. I said, golden calf, golden calf. Go back, golden calf. Everything golden calf. And therefore, Chachamim said, this is Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av are parallel. The same thing. As the Gemara came with a statement, if you eat on Shabbat, you eat on Yom Kippur. It's not true. You don't understand. Why don't you eat Yom Kippur? But because, why do you think? Because you ate the golden calf. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu came down and says. Hashem said, don't eat on Yom Kippur. It's because you ate the golden calf. Tisha B'Av is the same thing. Tam Chachamim tell us, look, at the end of the Gemara, Tanit, the Gemara tells us, "My Ula Bira." Says the Gemara. After the Gemara talks about Tisha B'Av, Masechet Tanit. The Gemara talks about the Tanit, Tisha B'Av, what to do, what not to do. The week of Tisha B'Av, and the erev Tisha B'Av, what you should eat, to the Masechet, don't eat. All this restriction. I said, "What is it all about? What's the restriction? This restriction is to remind us of the golden calf." To remind us what happened is the golden calf. He says, you have to be very careful to Tisha B'Av, very careful. He says, listen, my shoes, they're there, but about the bit of make if I have slippers or I have sneakers or I have a shoe, what makes a big difference. It means you don't care about the golden calf. It means those five forces, can be after you. So the restriction is not the yotzeit of the golden calf, it's not the yotzeit of Yom Kippur. It's to remind us, Chachamim, with the wisdom said, listen, you have to know in your lifetime, those five forces always want to take revenge from you. But what you did. But you have to know you're on probation. Hashem gave you probation. So Chachamim, with the wisdom, decided to have those restriction to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we behave on the probation. This is why? Because if we do certain things in order, so-called, to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we regret what we did, the golden calf. It means the probation is good. I said we regret. As Chachamim said, that's why we have a restriction. Chachamim came with such restriction before Tisha B'Av already. So I'm a sicket, how much what to eat, what not to eat. I said, okay, as about this, it doesn't matter. I fast. No, you don't understand. I says the restriction is to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're sorry for the golden calf. So it's not going to go. It means we have, we're on probation again. This is Hashem will not lift the probation from us. It means those five forces will be held by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So comes the Gemara, Medel Masechet Tanit, the Gemara says, what do you expect at the end of your life? He says, you go to Gan Eden. He says, well, Gan Eden, Olam Haba. He says, what's going to be at the end? What do you think is going to be at the end? He says, the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Machol Latzadikim, a circle to Tzadikim began Eden, and Hashem is going to be in the center, and all the Tzadikim in the circle will point with the fingers and will say that sentence, Ze Elokeinu kivinu lo, Nagilo, we waited for this guy. So what do you have to have it in Gan Eden? They have a circle, and Hashem is in the middle. He says this. I says, you know what caused Moshe to break the tablets, the mecholot, the circle. So what happened? So Moshe came down and he saw people dancing around the golden calf. The Gemara says, whoever just was watching and had pleasure from it, Hashem killed him. And somebody told me that he met a guy. And the guy told him, his name is Rabbi Latitsky. He lives in Lakewood. He told me he was in the hospital. His mother, his father was sick. Somebody came over to him and told him, I want to share with you something. I says, one time, I put my hands out, my head down. I saw myself in Egypt. And then I saw how we came out of Egypt, Exodus. And then we were in the desert. It was such a good feeling. It was 70 degrees all the time. Inside the cloud. The man tasted so good. And the water. Said, and then I saw the golden calf. And then I saw myself in the Holocaust. I saw myself in the Holocaust. And I saw that they shot me in my neck. And I'm dead. And I asked, what happened? And they told me, look, at the golden calf, you looked with your head to that side, and you had pleasure from the golden calf. So it says the Gemara, whoever had pleasure from the golden calf then, just died because of the pleasure. So those people, they say, those people that danced around the golden calf, that caused Moshe Rabbeinu to break the tablets. Because of dancing. Comes the Gemara and said, look forward in your life. What's going to be? He said, Mashiach is going to come. And then what's going to be? It's going to be in Gan Eden. It's going to be in Olam Haba. And then what's going to be? It's going to be Hashem is going to tell all the people to make a circle. Hashem will say, Machol HaTzadikim. So everybody's going to go around. Hashem is going to be in the center. And everybody has to point with the finger and say, Zel, okay, no, this is God. I don't know why. Because the golden calf, you made a circle. And you pointed the golden calf and said, this is my God. So the whole downfall of this world, said the Gemara, is the golden calf. So what's the golden calf? Mecholot. Mecholot. The Gemara says, Hashem says, Mechol HaTzadikim. The Gemara uses the same word the Torah uses. When Am Yisrael dance around, the Gemara said, that's going to be this is the final destination of Hashem. Chachamim tell us, look, Daniel writes in his book, Daniel, he was mourning about the Tamigdash, about Am Yisrael in exile. Only 15,000 Jews were left. Yimach Shimon, who was Ardan, Nebuchadnezzar, killed hundreds of millions of Jews. Only 15,000 left. And Daniel was in the palace of Nebuchadnezzar, Yimach Shimon, and he used to pray all the time in the window to Hashem. The Gemara says, a person is not allowed to pray in Beit HaKnesset with no windows. Not allowed to. I said, we read it from Daniel. You have to have a window. And he said, you have to have 12 windows. Maybe 13. I said, you must have a window. He said, Daniel was all the time looking at Beit HaMikdash. Towards Beit HaMikdash, he had a window. He says, Nabi Daniel decided he's going to do Ta'anit. For the sake of Am Yisrael, for the sake of the Geula. So an angel from Shamayim Gabriel came over to him and told him, listen, your Ta'anit was accepted, even though you didn't do it yet. As long as you accepted on yourself this, Hashem considers it as you did it. So the request that you have, that you want Hashem to redeem Am Yisrael, to have a second Beit HaMikdash, your request was fulfilled. Because you took upon yourself already something. I said, look, the restriction that we have before Tisha B'Av, that we restrain ourselves from certain things, this is like, so it's a partially tannic. It says, be ready on next Tuesday, Mashiach doesn't come, to do all those five restrictions. Ramin, Hashem is looking at us to see if we want it, if we really accept on ourselves. So we really, if we accept on ourselves, the Chachamim said Hashem already took it already. That says, you ta'anit, chashalom, if Mashiach doesn't come, you're going to do next week, is like was done today. Likewise, the angel told Daniel. So Chachamim said that what is the job now, in order to reach the destination, to have that circle with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Gan Eden, it says we have to confess and ask for forgiveness for the golden calf. This is the ask for the golden calf. It means then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to Gan Eden. Amen. Amen. Amen.